poets need to hang around for the photograph. Okay, there's a photograph. This is like part of the ritual. There are a lot of books here. There are a lot of books here. And there are some really amazing books right up there that are going to be for sale by these authors and these poets. And I think we should really try to leave here with a couple of books, which we, of course, paid for. That's also very important. This is our poetry home, and we are thrilled to be here. In 2 weeks, Tuesday, May the 30th, our readers will be Damian Dresick, Jody DePerna, Jay McCafferty, and Sarah Schottman. They will be doing, I believe, nonfiction or fiction, or we don't know what they're going to do, but okay. But it's going to be, whatever it is, it's going to be great. I want to give a big shout out to, and some of the people here were involved, and I put it, you know who they were, who were involved with making the Greater Pittsburgh Festival of Books, especially the poetry chat, really a triumph. There were wonderful poets reading there. It was a great experience, and I really hope that can continue. And I have a poem for you tonight, somehow picking up on, and we didn't plan this, but there's a theme here. So this is the poem by Jimmy Savetic. Now, Jimmy often wrote poems. He would stand up in front of Hemingway's, he would read at the end or sometimes at the beginning, and he'd shuffle through all these pages, and he'd often only read the titles because he knew he really couldn't read the poem. He'd say, oh, I don't think so. No, not that one. That one. Okay. Because he could be pretty blunt, direct. Okay. But a lot of those poems were also facetious. And there was what the poem starts off being about, sort of, and then what it's really about. And so so this is one of his facetious poems. None with a gun. I have pondered these things for a long, very long time. And I've tried deep in my soul to deliberate a fundamental truth and understand the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms. And why did Bart punch a nun in the belly? It has kept me awake in the wee hours of the morning, staring at the dark ceiling. I keep thinking and trying to understand. We all have a right to defend ourselves. And if someone comes into my home, I have the right to bless them and hold these truths to be self-evident, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if the Ruskies invade, we can pop them out of their shoes, not to mention any space invaders that come to our country and want to capture our plump citizens and make puppy chow out of them. And did I mention the zombies? Imagine asking a zombie, do you feel lucky, punk? And I know a larger question. What about the razor edge? What about the razor edge of justice and mercy? And how many times in my life I have asked for mercy, like the song Marvin Gaye sang before his father shot him into the next world. Blam, blam, blam. Mercy me, things aren't what they used to be. Arm the teachers? A nun with a gun. Thinking a nun with a gun. A Dominican sister of mercy or a little sister of the poor packing. Thinking back to Sister Brenda. And if she was armed with a gun, I would be I would not be sitting here pondering the Second Amendment. That nun didn't need a gun. She had eyes in the back of her head, and she could spin around like a top, a superhero, a ninja. And with a piece of chalk, with any Oakley accuracy, could shoot you right in the middle of your head. And she was tough, rosary bead tough, ram tough, ladder quick and ladder tough, and knew when she had was pushed enough and when enough was enough. And that's all she could stand. And she would street fight. I've already told you about Tom Bailey in another poem, but I saw her take her nun boots to Tommy and lift him up off the ground by his ear, seeing her bounce many a head off blackboards and stretch many a sinful boy to amazing grace. Especially those boys who were staring too long with lechery and immoral thoughts, smiling at a little girl's patent leather shoes. I believe in my heart of hearts. And if Sister Brenda had been armed with a .44 Magnum, Tommy Bailey would be door nailed dead and would have been carried off by six of his peers. But when I think about it more, just makes sense. A nun with a gun, and she could conceal a .44 under her penguin outfit, and nobody would know she was packing. And the more I think about it, I bet it would help secure our fundamental principles, except for mixing church and state. Now I'm going to be up the rest of the night pondering in God we trust. And someone prying the gun from Sister Brenda's cold hand. And tell you true, I still don't know why Bart belly punched a nun. thank you, Jim.
Everyone. Let's find the document. A bit there after all.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks. And again, thank you to the poets.
Thank you.